Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome. Here we are in the middle of Lent, celebrating one of my favorite saints, Saint Patrick. What a beautiful, beautiful feast it is. So let's take a look at the readings today and what they tell us about forgiveness, what they tell us about life with God. From the prophet Daniel, chapter 3, verse 25, and then verses 34 to 43. Begins with 3:25, and then verses 34 to 43. Azariah stood up in the fire and prayed aloud, "For your name's sake, O Lord, do not deliver us up forever, or make void your covenant. Do not take away your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation. We're brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, no prophet, no leader, no burnt offering, no sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits to find favor with you. But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received. As though it were burnt offerings of rams and bullocks or thousands of fat lambs, so let our sacrifice be in your presence today as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you and we pray to you. Do not let us be put to shame, but deal with us in your kindness and great mercy. Deliver us by your wonders and bring glory to your name, O Lord." I think that's a passage in Scripture, the prophet Daniel chapter 3. I think that's a passage we should read almost every day during Lent to ask the Lord to accomplish his will in our lives, that we could be a people with contrite hearts and humble spirits, humble to take the direction, humble to accept it, humble to do what he asks us to do. Brothers and sisters, I can fall into that trap of, I want God's will, it's just I want it my way. Or I want it God's will with part of it God's way, but part of it my way. We can get ourselves all tangled up in that kind of thinking. I want God's will my way. I want God's will his way. I want God's will your way, Lord. That's what we need to come to. I want your will your way. And that causes a death to self. We have to die to the way we've already operated. And we can only do that by the grace of God. We can't just decide to because we have a habit. And it takes time to change that habit. But bring it to the Lord every day and say, "Lord, let me come to the place where I love your will more than my own." And believe me, that'll take a miracle, but I will pray for that. I pray that for myself. I pray it for you. So pray for me too, please. We look to at Psalm 25, "Remember your mercies, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior." I'm not going to spend the time of reading that entire psalm, but I urge you, Psalm 25, let that become part of your Lent. Psalm 25. "Good and upright is the Lord. He shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way." And there's nothing more, honestly, we could ever want in life than that, to do his will, his way, because it leads us to glory. It's very hard. We die to ourselves, and we take only one thing at a time, because you'll get very much undermined and discouraged if you try to take the whole thing. Take it one step at a time. Change your life in one particular area. And that will strengthen you then to reject other ways of doing your own will instead of God's will. And we look at the very lengthy gospel today, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" And Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. And since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When the servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed. And they went to their master and said to him, 'You wicked servant.' His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother, your sister, from your heart." That's hard, brothers and sisters, because, oh my goodness, all of us forgive this person, and another day it's a bad day, and we couldn't. We want to forgive everyone who asks for our forgiveness, even, brothers and sisters, even if they don't. Perhaps you can be a good example to them by going even to those who have not forgiven you. You in turn forgive them. Learn to be a person of forgiveness. Forgiveness is hard sometimes. Forgiveness costs. But if you do it, God will reward it. Trust him. It may be when you see him face to face. It may be before that. But trust him. Forgive others as God has forgiven you. And do not be afraid, because he hears and he knows absolutely everything. Father Donald Haggerty had a little commentary that I want to share with you. "The reception of mercy, when it is dramatic and profound, will always urge us to seek the same gift for others. A missionary impulse enters into our soul in undergoing a conversion. We want the truth of God's mercy to be known, the taste of his presence to pierce others. We sense not a burden here, but a desire animated by love. It is no different in one sense from a person suddenly in love. The world shines in a luminous appearance once the truth of a personal God and his mercy becomes undeniably evident to our soul. A definitive consent is made to God, a great yes to the privilege of his presence, and the desire is then strongly felt to spread the favor of his mercy that we have received." Think about that. Go and do unto others as I've done unto you. That's what the Lord would say to us. It is not surprising at all the great conversions among the saints. Augustine, Francis of Assisi, Ignatius, Teresa of Avila, Charles de Foucauld compelled these souls to a missionary bent of soul. They could not hoard their treasure in secrecy. They had to share what they found in God's mercy, even at much cost and frustration. It is a measure of the genuine depth of a conversion that a soul is driven to give witness now to its love for God. The truth encountered in the privacy of an hour with God becomes the truth proclaimed in a lifetime of witness to Christian faith. Brothers and sisters, this whole idea of forgiveness, well, I'll forgive you if you forgive me, or I'll forgive you if you pay this debt, or I'll forgive you if. That's not what Jesus did with us. And we're asked to do what Jesus did for us, to forgive us our sin. Sometimes it goes against our pride. Sometimes it fans our dislike or our hatred. Sometimes we want to get away as far as we can from that person. But if that person, if that other person has forgiven, we need to forgive him too. All of us. It's not easy. I know that. Just say, I forgive you. It doesn't mean it didn't cost me a lot, spiritually at least. It doesn't mean any of that. God knows all that. God will take care of all that. The point right now is to get your soul straight with God. If someone has hurt you in any way, someone you now ignore, someone you don't speak to, or someone you speak to only when it's necessary, but you would never seek them out as a friend because they've hurt you in some way, at the least, please go and say, I forgive you. It will lift a tremendous weight on your soul. Sometimes we don't even recognize, but it's there. This is a Lenten season. We don't know if we'll have another one, brothers and sisters. None of us knows that. I'm not coming to preach doom and gloom, but we don't know how long we have to live. We don't know what will be asked of us. And I would like if during this Lent you could make a decision that if anyone hurts you, it might take you a day or two, it might even take a week, but go back and say, I forgive you for what you said. And then perhaps it will lead to conversation. Don't try to stir up an argument. Just forgive. Let it go. Forgive doesn't mean it didn't matter. Sometimes it hurts us very, very much. But again, be willing to forgive. That's what Jesus did. Look what we've done to him. We tormented him. We killed him on a cross. My goodness, brothers and sisters. Certainly, whatever darts have hit us cannot equal that. So let us, with courage and with honesty, forgive another. And don't say it doesn't matter because it might have hurt a lot. And just say, it was very painful, but I want to forgive you. I want our relationship to get better, whatever the case may be. But that's what a true disciple of Christ does. So I really want to urge you, as I pray for you, and I do pray for you a great deal, I pray that you may be all that God wants you to be. So you count on it. I'm praying for you every day. But I ask you, don't just say, oh, it doesn't matter, because it does matter. It matters to God. May God give you the grace to forgive. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.